Wheeler, anticipating violence between demonstrations pitting alt-right against Antifa protesters. Demonstrations were relatively peaceful, however. Journalist Andy Ngo was allegedly attacked by Antifa members in Portland 2 months ago. Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren on the campaign trail in Georgia.
We need to have better background checks. We need to take assault weapons off the streets. But we really need to think of this as we're going to reduce violence.
Warren addressing the Black Church Pact on repositioning the approach to addressing gun reform in this nation. This is Fox News.
Visit beautiful Jasmine Hill Gardens, located in Wetumpka. Purchase your annual pass to experience year-round beauty and events. The 200th family annual pass purchaser receives a four-person adventure with Coosa River Adventures and a George's River Market and Butchery gift basket. Visit jasminehill.org for details.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello everybody, this is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road, Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Coach Nick Saban.
Helping children is very important to Miss Terry and me. As parents, it saddens us to know that there are more than 5,000 children in foster care in Alabama. These children need loving, nurturing families to care for them. We ask you to join the team and become champions for children by opening your heart, opening your home, and becoming a foster or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Not only does the hot weather continue, our little break from the extreme humidity is about over. For tonight, partly cloudy, should be dry, overnight low temperature 74. For tomorrow, the big-time humidity returns with the high temperature in the middle 90s, random scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms will be in ample supply each day. High temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Okay, Epstein and the Kirkland and Ellis law firms. The Epstein case's connection to the Kirkland and Ellis law firm are beyond mere coincidence. This law firm has produced lawyers such as, this name should sound familiar to you, Alex Acosta. Imagine that. Jay Lefowitz, William Barr. Does that sound familiar to you, William Barr?
Barr.
Kenneth Starr. Yeah, Barr, B-A-R-R. Kenneth Starr.
A.K.A. A.G. Barr.
That's it. Kenneth Starr and Alan Dershowitz, who you see on TV all the time.
Kenneth Starr.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, all who have connections to Epstein in one way or another. Acosta was just forced out of Trump's cabinet and resigned as U.S. Secretary of Labor due to public scrutiny that he gave Epstein a sweetheart deal when he prosecuted him back in 2007 when Epstein was being criminally defended by Lefowitz. Acosta and Lefowitz met over breakfast during the ruling to reach a deal which involved Epstein only being charged under a Florida state statute, not a federal one. And he was given day leave. In other words, he could do what he wanted to, and at the end of the day, he had to go sleep in the jail at night. What a tough rap. Barr has had long-time connections to Epstein. His father hired Epstein. This article has a short synopsis on Barr. Quote, Attorney General William Barr, who spent years at the CIA, stated he would recuse himself on the Epstein matter on Monday, then reversed himself on Tuesday. Barr helped cover up the Iran-Contra scandal by approving the pardons of Elliot Abrams, who also was involved in 9/11, thank you very much, and other officials who were caught in illegal activity. Back in 1973, Epstein got his start as a math teacher thanks to Barr's father, Donald Barr, who was the headmaster of the elite Dalton School, despite Epstein not having a college degree. His New York Times obituary notes that Donald Barr belonged to the Office of Strategic Services, better known as the OSS, which, as all of us should know, is the precursor to the CIA. Starr and Dershowitz both represented and defended Epstein at one point or another. Starr was the lawyer who prosecuted Bill Clinton, who was closely connected to Epstein, as we should know, over his affair with the Jewish Monica Lewinsky. With no experience, Lewinsky was given a job as a White House intern. Was she deliberately placed there to seduce Clinton? You gotta wonder. Dershowitz has represented Epstein on many occasions, and Epstein's little black book and flight logs indicate Dershowitz himself flew on the Lolita Express to his orgy island.
Hold up a second. The implication of Monica Lewinsky possibly being a plant.
Yes.
And then in his estate was the photo taken of the painting portrait.
Yes.
Of him lounging in a blue dress with a blue dress with red high heels.
Yep.
Blue dress symbolizing the dress worn by Lewinsky that may or may not have a stain on it.
There you go. You just connected the dots.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Clinton and Epstein were very closely connected. Epstein even used the fact that he has supposedly helped conceive the CGI, the Clinton Global Initiative. Oh, my dear God.
Wow.
As good PR during his 2007-2008 sweetheart deal trial. So you know what that means. I'd be willing to bet you that he came up with CGI and he helped extort people to fund or to get it off the ground, would be my guess, Epstein, because apparently that's what he was good at, was extorting people. So if you want to know how deep this case cuts, look how many D.C. Swamp New World Order insiders are involved. We already talked about Barr. And guess who else is on the prosecuting team? Maureen Comey. Does that last name sound familiar?
Comey?
That's the daughter of ex-FBI head James Comey. Who disgracefully covered up for Hillary during her email scandal and her promulgated the baseless Russian hacking piece of propaganda. That sentence makes no sense, but I copied and pasted it. It's not my fault. In articles from 2015, what do Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton have in common? And 2016, why is Donald Trump's name in pedophile Epstein's little black book? This is Makia Freeland, who wrote this, talking. I discussed how other politicians and celebrities were involved in this pedophile ring in one way or another. This is all based on the names in his little black book, such as the aforementioned Dershowitz, former U.S. President Bill Clinton, current U.S. President Donald Trump, who had other lawsuits alleging rape and pedophilia against him, a case which was recently dropped, British royal family member Prince Andrew, former Israeli Prime Minister Barack, interesting name, former New Mexico Governor Bruce King, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, actor Alec Baldwin, can't stand that guy, Courtney Love, actress, musician, and former wife of the late Kurt Cobain, Peter Soros, nephew of billionaire George Soros, billionaire Leslie Wexner, that, by the way, is the CEO of Victoria's Secret's parent company, L Brands, and billionaire David Koch. It also included Prince Bandar and King Salman of Saudi Arabia, ex-UKPM and war criminal, I might add, Tony Blair, John Huntsman, Senator Ted, I didn't know she was in the car, Kennedy, Henry Kissinger, ex-Secretary of State John Munster Kerry, George Mitchell, Richard Branson, Michael Bloomfield, Dustin Hoffman, and wait for it, New World Order controllers Queen Elizabeth, David Rockefeller, and Edward D. Rothschild. Folks, this goes to the tippy top.
Yeah.
All the way to the top.
So, when you're talking about the powers that shouldn't be, that mentions quite a few of them right there.
Yes, it does. Those are the controllers of the powers that shouldn't be.
And he's well connected with all of those.
You better believe it.
And that's just the ones that have come out. That's not even the ones that haven't been discovered or uncovered yet.
Uh-huh.
That probably won't be unless a miracle happens.
Exactly. They're going to cover it up. And what scares me is, what are they going to do to take this off the news? What are they going to do?
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be more shootings. There's going to be something huge happen. You know, we've been warned about a 9/11 type event coming, and I think it is coming, and that scares me because we don't know. These people are capable of anything. Here's the scariest thing of all, and this should really, if you've listened to us talk about the deep state, and you listen to us talk about how our government's trying to depopulate and all the other things, that criminal elements within the former of, by, and for the people government that's no longer that way here in America, Acosta's quote, Epstein was intelligence. Acosta caught a lot of crap and he resigned because they'd given him a sweetheart deal, but I would submit to you that he was forced to give him a sweetheart deal because Epstein was pure agency. Epstein was intelligence. He was CIA. No doubt. Who has the power to tell reporters to back off? Who has the power to tell a federal judge or whatever down in Florida, and a prosecutor, and told him to back off? Who has the ability to do that? This is agency. This is pure black op agency stuff, folks. No doubt. No doubt.
And he started out as a math teacher. Was that correct?
Yeah.
Imagine,
he became a billionaire. I know a lot of math teachers, and I got to tell you, I don't know any of them that are billionaires.
No. That just doesn't happen.
No, that didn't happen. Where's all this money coming from?
Well, there was a lot of money missing from somewhere at one time.
There's always a lot of money missing from somewhere at some time, I promise you that.
Yes.
He was Mossad, and I think he was a double agent. I believe he was Mossad, CIA, probably going back and forth like they tend to do.
Well, if you got evidence on that many people that are that high up with that much money,
you got a lot of clout.
Yeah, then you can just name your price.
Pretty much.
What about his blunt line? Anybody?
That's a good question. Yeah. Don't know. I'd like to find out.
It makes a difference.
It does.
Yeah.
Let's hit this quick break. It's a 3-minute, 272-9228 if you'd like to call. 272-9228.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301, 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Wow, you just blew my mind with that one, Postman. Say that again for the people, because this is important, I think. There's something there. There's got to be. The island of Patmos.
Okay. We actually talking about the last night Epstein and what the derivation of it was. And we actually looked it up, and it's the root of it is Ashkenazi. Okay. And I told Terry that the actual Ashkenazi people or the ones that lived in that region, that was Ashkenazi was I think it was a grandson like 3 or 4 times removed from Nimrod. Yes. And the thing is, they interbreed it, you know, with a race that was grafted that in that region. The very one that I was talking about last week, the one that was put behind the Caucasian Mountain. But the actual story, it goes back further than that. And the reason why they were cloned because of a racial injustice as the race or the there was a race that actually came here, that immigrated here. They were called the Nanakal, and he got upset, got jealous when he found out he was a hybrid, because he was half one race and half another race. He wanted to be pure, and it turned out, you know, this race was a race of a race of doctors, race of scientists. I mean, they did the work in every field, and they were extremely smart. What they looked like was the Klingons on the Star Trek Next Generation, because they had really, really big heads. Their brain was about 4 times the size of ours.
Wow.
And what he did was he actually cloned a man. And when he cloned the man, he cloned him on the island of Patmos. That was the same island in the same cave that John received the Book of Revelation in.
Bingo. So immediately I'm wanting to grab the book of Revelations and see if I can connect anything John said to what he might have witnessed there on that island coming and going from underneath.
And
that's amazing.
And also that that cave on the island of Patmos is one of the major openings to inner earth.
That's just unreal, man. Wow. I can't wait for Frank to call, hopefully, and say something about that. Maybe he has some information on that. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Wow. That's all I really can say.
Yeah, and these people also were the first generation Neanderthals, the ones that were cloned.
Gotcha.
And the original name of them was it's a weird name. It's mm-hmm. a two-part name. And I don't know if any of the audience have heard of this name before, but they called him the Halabim Flugerod.
Flugerod, that's a German term for aircraft, isn't it? Saucers? Flugerad?
It may be.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they were actually huge, mm-hmm. and they had canine-like teeth, and they actually... when they were first cloned, they actually crawled on all fours. They didn't walk upright.
Wow, that's creepy.
Yeah, and they actually abducted women from villages, and they made it with them.
Wow.
And they actually mixed their race, with them.
Gotcha.
And from what I read about them, they actually mixed their seed with dogs also, because of the way the DNA was back in the day.
Uh huh.
This was somewhere circled, I would say, 20 to 30 cycles ago. When I say cycles, I mean 2,160-year cycles.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, we have a call. Biloxi Gambler.
Hello, sir. How you doing, Mr. Adams, Mr. Postman?
Good. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I like your call screener.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, very polite and got everything. Hey, listen, my question is this. You said that Epstein... here's my thing on Epstein.
Okay.
He did not commit suicide.
No.
Now, if it is Epstein, he was murdered. And if it's not Epstein's body, but somebody else that looks kind of like Epstein,
mm-hmm.
Of course, they were murdered, and Epstein ain't nowhere to be found.
Amen.
Yep.
That's the only two things. He did not commit suicide.
I agree.
Absolutely not. He's either not there. I heard that one thing where the van came up that wasn't checked in, and there was a man in a military uniform in the back of the van that they saw.
Yep.
And anyway, they spirited him away. However, that doesn't get you away with it. If he left, they'll kill him wherever he's at. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But no matter what. Anyway, but you were talking about him being CIA and
yes.
Mossad.
Yes.
Okay, but the CIA's not evil people, and Mossad's not evil people. We need the CIA. Israel needs the Mossad. You see what I'm saying? I mean, we can't look at them as going, well, they're bad people. If we ain't got them and everybody else has theirs, we need that kind of stuff. Everything the CIA does is not the evil boogeyman, is what I'm saying.
Let me interject there for a second. Okay, the CIA and Mossad, they pretty much know everything that's going on throughout the inner workings of government, and they don't do anything about it. I'm talking about the evil stuff like the pedophilia rings. They know who all the players are and all that. Well, why don't they do something about it? Why don't they bring it down?
Okay. That's a good point. That is a good point.
They can't be
and I can explain that. Let's say you're a senator or even a president, because Bill Clinton was on that plane a lot, and he's doing some immoral stuff. We'll just call it that. He's doing immoral things that would jeopardize, well, he wouldn't jeopardize his marriage because Hillary doesn't care, obviously, because that came out public. But if a politician or somebody in power, and when I say in power, they don't have to be a politician, they could just be the head of some organization like General Electric. If they're doing something that you can use against them, that would cost them their job, just like the head of that L Corporation that owns Victoria's Secrets, he lost his job over this deal. If they're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, and you know they're doing it, you don't stop them from doing it. You just collect evidence that they're doing it, and then you can go back to that person and say, here's what you're going to do, or your life is ruined.
So blackmail is an okay thing in government?
Yes, that's the order of the day, yes.
Money talks.
But you were saying unlawful things, and I'm sorry, but doing those things with children, that's more of an abomination than just an unlawful act.
Well, I understand. Well, we have to start with the Catholic Church to get that stopped.
Exactly.
So, I mean, you can't. it is the way the world works. Would I stop somebody from playing with a child? Of course I would. Would I ever play with a child? Of course I would not. However, there are people that is so much money and is so much power that, you know, the losses of the few versus the better of the millions are more important. When I say millions, not just millions of dollars, millions of people. But what the CIA does, if they did that, we don't know that. But well, yeah, we kind of do. They've done it some. I think we could all agree on that. But we need intelligence agencies. Just because they're an intelligence agency doesn't mean they're bad. That's my point is.
Well, yeah.
But we talk about them like they're Satan, and they're not Satan. We need them. They keep us safe every day.
But they're not keeping us safe enough. They know all these things that are going down, and they just allow it to continue because they don't want to bring down the powers that shouldn't be that are doing these horrible things.
Well, you don't know what they're protecting you from by doing that. You don't know what they're protecting you from.
Is it something worse than what we already got? I believe you're probably right, but...
I am right.
At the same time, I mean, you got all these players... that are involved with Epstein, and not just Epstein, but there are many others. There's
yeah, but how many people were really affected? Let me. Who am I speaking with? I forget the third member of this.
This is Jason.
Jason. Okay, but how many people were really affected? And were the girls kidnapped? No, the girls weren't kidnapped. They were allured, maybe. You know, with money and all that, they went on shopping trips. That's the understanding. When they got off the airplanes, they had shopping bags from going to Rodeo Drive, which should be pronounced Rodeo.
And then they got raped.
The actual numbers will never come
out. We don't know if they got raped, but if they did, if they were, well, they were statutory raped, I believe. But if that was the evidence that they used against the people to make the people do what they're supposed to do, and who knows for what reason. Maybe that was turning in terrorist groups, or maybe it was, because these are people from all over the world now. You got to remember that. I mean, like, if you're a Saudi prince, you can't drink alcohol and play around with the girls over there. They could use that, when I say Saudi, but you know what I mean, Arabian, anything over in the Middle East. We don't know what benefit we got out of it, and I don't believe that people that are in the CIA, and I know people that have been in the CIA that were recruited when I was in college. I went through the recruitment as well, and the FBI, they're good people, and sometimes the stuff on the few protects everybody else, if you understand what I'm saying. But my only point is that when you say CIA and Mossad like they're evil people, and they are not evil people.
They've done evil things.
Of course they've done evil things, but that doesn't mean they're an evil organization and we shouldn't throw them in. Now, Satan is evil all the time, 100% of the time. But what they're doing, I'm not... You're saying, when you say CIA and Mossad, mm-hmm. like some big conspiracy theory, like it's just a horrible thing.
You had to say conspiracy theory, didn't you?
Well, Red Top, all of them are compromised. All of them are compromised, you know, from the top, you know. And you know, they're going to do exactly what they want, you know, because they're on the top rung of things, especially with as far as law enforcement and intelligence are concerned.
And this whole thing with Epstein, if you want to look at evil in the world, it's not 1% of 1% of anything that he did. If it was gathering intelligence on other people, allowing people to be to do untoward things, look, it was on a private island. It wasn't even in the United States. I don't even know why he was in jail to start with.
Okay, are you taking up for Epstein?
He didn't commit any crimes in the United States that he was charged with.
He
on two islands. Now, what happened on those islands? Happened on those islands. He had the president of the United States go 27 times on his private plane.
U.S. Virgin Islands.
It's U.S.
Yeah, and he was
U.S. territory.
He was prosecuted in Florida for crimes against children. There was
and he was prosecuted, and it was adjudicated, and it's over.
It was adjudicated, but it was not justice.
It was not what?
It was not justice.
What do you mean it wasn't justice? You're not the judge.
Backroom deal.
Yeah, Acosta was told because he was intelligence that he had to let him go.
Okay, well, that's fine. It was adjudicated through the courts of the United States.
Okay.
That's it. You can't go and say, well, the court was wrong. Well, you're not a judge.
True.
Red Top.
Okay.
Yeah, we got to go, man. I'm late.
I'm not Red Top. I'm Biloxi Gambler, but I'd love to blame Red Top for it. Anyway, talk to you later. Bye.
Later. See you. Guys, we got to hit a break. Callers, hold on, please.
This is Red Top on the screen.
He's so offended.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. Not only does the hot weather continue, our little break from the extreme humidity is about over. For tonight, partly cloudy, should be dry, overnight low temperature 74. For tomorrow, the big-time humidity returns with the high temperature in the middle 90s. Random scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms will be in ample supply each day. High temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome back to the program. And Cranky, hey, Cranky.
Hey, good evening. Good evening.
It's good to hear from you.
I hope that all of that gibberish that I heard before the break was just some sort of an audio mirage.
Yeah,
That's the most ridiculous concoction I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, me too.
I hope that that's the stupidest thing that I'm ever going to hear, because if I hear anything more stupid than that, I'm probably going to get permanent damage.
I, you know,
if he's telling the truth that the FBI and the CIA recruited him when he was in college, that explains exactly why where we are today in the state of this country. Because when you're in college, you hang out with like-minded people and people that think the same way.
True.
And I'm going to assume that he's, you know, an older adult. And if that's the case, he would have been hired. You know, he would have been among the class of the people that got us where we are today. Maybe retired, or maybe just approaching retirement. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I am in shock. Well, you know, they do horrible things, but they're not bad people.
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you something. You know, you guys do realize that the CIA, I mean, it's documented that they were selling cocaine in Oakland and Los Angeles in the 90s to raise money.
Absolutely. I posted it on our website a couple of days ago.
Crazy Maxine Waters. Been running around crazy like a chicken with his head cut off for decades.
Yeah, true.
But you know what? A broken clock is right twice a day. And that was one of the days when the broken clock was right, when she was running around saying, they're selling crack cocaine.
Yep.
That's a fact.
They started the inner city crack cocaine epidemic.
Yeah.
That's the story.
And made money off of it. I mean, that's just one of the things that we know that they did. God knows what else they've done that we don't know about.
I agree.
But I hope that that was a prank call, or that he was just, he was making that up. But I got a feeling he was serious. He was pretty adamant,
wasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm with you, man.
God help us.
I know.
You look at where we might be as far as with our troops, if they're in another country, say, for instance, South America, there would be an abundance of cocaine in the U.S., and here lately it's been heroin.
Gee, I wonder why.
Where would heroin come from?
Middle East.
Well, while we're guarding not the Middle East.
No, never, never. We'd never do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, they're talking about where, you know, where are these bad people getting all these guns? Where are these bad people getting all these guns? Let me tell you what, the cartels, they've got a cocaine dealer starter pack.
Yeah.
You know, if you sign up, it's like multi-level marketing. If you sign up and, you know, and you move this amount of product,
yeah,
we'll give you these weapons and this ammunition,
yep,
to support your stock,
yep, yep,
to protect their interest in it. If you don't think you're not doing that,
right, and you'll get it fast and furious.
You better believe it.
Yeah, if it's crystal meth, you get fast and furious. Yeah. That's right, extra fast.
An extra Uzi for every every 1,000 grams you sell, you get an Uzi.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're involved in that. I say we, the federal government is.
I know.
But no, they're not bad people.
Mena, Arkansas.
And they do things to keep us safe.
No.
Where the hell were they on September the 11th? Oh, they were in the middle of producing the event.
They were orchestrating it, yeah.
There you go.
And, you know, there was some events that happened in Vietnam, you know, back in the 60s and early 70s, that, I heard they were hauling out of that on the C-130s.
Oh, yeah.
But
Air America.
Yeah, and what I didn't know was how they were doing it. They were just putting it on the planes. No, they weren't.
In the bodies.
They were putting it.
They were putting them in the body bags with the dead bodies.
Yep, in the
exactly.
lower GI tract.
And I've heard people talk about that. You know, I've read it in writing.
Well, Lethal
heard,
Weapon. It was in the movie Lethal Weapon.
Right, but I had never heard it firsthand from somebody that was over there. He actually told me. He said, yes, they were putting it in the bottom of the caskets.
Yep.
Desecrating our soldiers' bodies.
Yep.
They don't care. Yeah. They don't care.
I don't know. Some folks need to get a grip on what's really going on. I'll just leave it at that. But I appreciate you picking me up. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, Cranky. Right. Take care, bro. I love that Cranky. Yeah, he's right. Well, yeah, the more Biloxi talked, the more he started questioning what he himself had just said, so... Let him talk. Works for me. Welcome back to the program. Yeah, the CIA, I mean, look, one edict that the Bible is pretty clear about is your actions will always follow your beliefs. That's just the way it is. If you see what these people do, then you know how they think, you know how they believe. And then that's kind of how it works. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's some people that been recruited to the CIA thinking that they were going to be good patriotic Americans and uphold justice and...
Oh, there's been many.
And democracy.
As a matter of fact, one guy, I wish I could remember his name, I'd have to look it up, but he was worked his way up high-level CIA, and when he started reporting on things he was finding, next thing you know, he resigns, and he goes to work for a security company, and his first day at work, guess where he was? He was in the lobby of World Trade Center Tower 1. When
wow.
it went, John McNeil, I think was his name, when it came
yeah.
down. He was killed on his first yeah. day of work outside of the CIA. He got sick of nothing being done of all the stuff he was reporting to his superiors. He actually got chided for even talking about it. You know, I can only imagine you're young, you love America, you're thinking, I can make a difference. You find things, you go to your superior, and you're basically told to shut up. You talk about demoralizing. It's terrible, but it's the way it is.
Yeah, it's the same thing that happened with the elites, you know, when they're actually doing something, they got their own business. And this story goes to the swamp in Louisiana. And to a federal officer that I knew, he's retired now, but it involved a Hollywood actor. And he was out in the swamp poaching alligators. And and he was about to take him down. And he got a call from the governor and told him to call it off. He was there. He was about to arrest him.
Hmm.
The actor was Steven Seagal.
Really?
Yeah.
So he was protected at a high level? Or?
Right. Yeah, it was the governor of Louisiana that did it.
Imagine that.
So Steven Seagal was the one that was poaching?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can he really fight, or is that all...
Yeah, he can.
All right. What about Jet Li? Jet Li, is he really?
Yeah.
He can fight too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've watched some of the movies, and it just seems like a lot of it is not necessarily CGI, but playing around with the camera angle, yeah. speeding it up, slowing it down. Well, with Bruce Lee, they had to slow it down to catch his fist in motion. He was so fast. Sorry, I'm a big Bruce Lee fan. I can't help it. All right, let's hit this break. It's a short one. We'll be right back.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have 6 little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, welcome back to the program. As those regular listeners know, I love Dean Henderson and his left hook. He posted something new yesterday. I want to read it. While completing my MS, I rather ironically developed an instinctive disdain for pretty much all that was passing for, quote, science. It wasn't that I hated science. It was that most scientists were drunk with arrogance or simply wanted to coast along with the smug majority, which meant regularly mistaking theory for proven fact, while ostracizing pioneer scientists who dared to put those tenuous theories through rigorous academic tests. The Big Bang theory of cosmology seemed to me to be at the root of what became a cascade of misperceptions down through all other sciences, from chemistry to physics to biology. Recently, some revolutionary physicists led by David Talbot have coalesced around the Thunderbolt Project. Their findings challenge Einstein's theory of relativity and gravity and, if true, shake the very core of our understanding of all of the above. Let's see. Simply put, the Thunderbolt scientists are finding that the universe is electric, plasma-based, and thus ever-changing in form. Most of what happens in space are not collision-based explosions, but electrically constantly modifying our universe. Talbot studied cave drawings from only a few thousand years ago from around the world, which indicate that indigenous people everywhere used to see the same amazing sky, one totally different from the one that we now see. Saturn seems to have been the sun at the time. Venus was a negatively charged, ever-changing, dancing comet in front of it. Mars was a fiery dragon, a positively charged red pupil at the center of this dynamic cosmic wheel depicted universally on the cave drawings during this golden age. Then something happened which changed the sky. A golden age of tribal harmony and abundance gave way to warmongering black nobility bloodlines who quickly placed themselves atop a new class system, looted the wealth of the aforementioned tribes, including their esoteric knowledge as to the nature of reality, and concealed this knowledge from humanity via a network of secret societies, organized religions, and pseudoscientific front organizations. I can say amen to all that.
Yeah.
These elites still worship Saturn, Satan, the better sun, but it was now strangely far away from Earth and sported a ring of electricity which it did not previously have. Recent NASA probes have shown extraterrestrial vehicles flying into these rings. What are they doing? The despotic Roman Empire where these bloodlines settled was established as Saturnia, and images of the newly ringed Saturn are everywhere on the emblems of the corporations and banks of the so-called elite. Did the Anunnaki or some other evil alien race cause an electric plasma charge which changed our sky, knocking the badly electrically scarred warrior Mars positive to the other side of Earth's orbit, rendering the aurora-like comet Mother Venus negative, an inert planet, and usurping the original sun Saturn as a low-frequency energy-producing tool for the enslavement of everyone on this planet? It's clear that the elite have known the true nature of an electrical universe for quite some time. Thus, the Philadelphia experiment, the stolen Tesla files, and the ongoing plasma-based space fence project of the madman Elon Musk and its Rothschild SpaceX financiers. What if the black nobility bloodline elites are working with the Anunnaki to dumb down this planet via a Saturn-based low-frequency mind control project, which uses our highly mysterious non-spinning moon as sort of a transmitter to beam bad vibes being produced in Saturn's relatively new outer ring down upon humanity, as the brilliant researcher David Icke has suggested? What if, as ex-Illuminati turned whistleblower Ronald Bernard, he was the banker, has told us, the Freemason project is to turn all humans into batteries, which will energetically feed the despotic and lazy elite families? Wow. If electricity is the basis of reality, then this type of enslavement is entirely possible. With the Pentagon's internet age upon us and 5G connectivity now happening, it becomes more crucial than ever for the masses of humanity to understand the true electrical nature of reality. If understood, one can learn to recharge the batteries of only those who charge their batteries, rewarding good vibes with the same in mutually beneficial and helpful, healthy relationships. Conversely, one needs to master the art of not allowing the energy vampire elites or their growing horde of AI-addicted trolls, minions, and yes-men to feed off one's energy, while giving nothing back to charge your batteries. To do so is to become a battery for this Masonic project. These are the moral lessons we all need to learn anyway, but if the universe truly is based on electrical energy, it becomes paramount that we reject and not reward the low-frequency dominance paradigm Saturn, Satan, vibe. Instead, embracing and rewarding the energy of kindness, compassion, and empathy, Mother Earth, Father, Son, Creator, God. If we practice these natural law-based ethics in our everyday lives, we can return to the Garden of Eden and live in another golden age. But if we're cowards who simply want to go along with a smug majority, constantly rewarding the false authority and hierarchy our society tells us to worship as a false idol, our enslavement will soon be complete. The choice is yours to make. Postman, you know more about this kind of stuff than anybody I know. What he's saying, is that correct?
Yes, he is. He's pretty much correct. And and the choice is going to be everybody's. And you're actually going to have to choose, you know, where you who you're going to serve. You know, because the Bible says that.
Absolutely.
It says, choose you this day whom you will serve.
Yep.
Right. And there's going to come a day when you're going to have to actually choose, and if you choose to want to remain here in the state that you are, you know, who knows what will happen to you and where you'll go.
You'll be food source,
most likely, and or I've heard several schools of thought on this, and I've also heard that they're like 2 to 3 moon-sized arcs that are parked outside of what is it, Mars? I think Mars is orbit, in between Earth and Mars is orbit, and those are the ones that they're going to use to transport, you know, people off planet, you know, when actual events starting to take place, when they get really, really bad.
Yeah,
because people got to understand, this planet has got to be cleaned up. because
so
I said
full
this,
of evil.
I said this, earlier in the program. Our creator is coming here to live. It's got to be fixed. It's got to be refurbished
again. Well, he can't stand a speck of sin in his presence. There's no way he can reside here now.
As a matter of fact, if he comes and there's some here, he's going to cancel it out with his presence. It's going to get wiped out. It's going to get consumed, you know? And
wow.
That's why they're coming ahead of the game. That's why in 1998, these beings came here to survey our solar system and the Draco and the Nazis, tried to run them off, but they couldn't. And so they actually finished doing what they were doing. They left, and they came back, and it was early 2013 when they came back. It was after 2012. And the Maya was right. It was the end of the cycle. It wasn't the end of the world.
Right. They never said it was the end of the
right.
world.
That's yeah. Right. It was the end of the cycle.
End of the age.
And that's when they showed up again. And they've been here ever since then. As a matter of fact, Frank and I talked about this on the air. There's some higher up angelics that are coming. They're already here. And man, this solar system is about to get worked. And we're going to be caught right in the middle of it. And all I'm saying is just prepare, because there is going to be an interim period where you probably going to have to provide for yourself.
Well, you're going to have to decide.
Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah.
It ain't the end, folks. It ain't the end of the world, but it's the end of the world as you live it now.
The end of the world as we know it.
Yeah. like you live it now.
You better believe it.
Is it wrong that I'm excited about something like that?
No. No, I'm excited about it, too. I'm ready. Let's get this on. Let's do it. I'm ready for God to get back. I'm ready for Yeshua to be here. I'm sick of living like this. I'm sick of seeing all this evil around me. I'm tired of it.
Yeah. He's actually coming ahead of the game to prepare the way for his father. After that 1,000-year reign, then he's coming here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it describes it in the book of Enoch, you know, where his throne will be. I mean, it's here on earth.
Yeah. I'm ready. Let's do it.
And that would be Antarctica?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Between the... Between those seven mountains.
Well, it sure explains a lot of the interest in Antarctica amongst the elite and everybody else.
I've always wanted to go to Antarctica, but everybody tells me it's going to be too cold. You can't go down there.
It's not cold.
I was thinking it can't be that cold, but, you know, I can always put more clothes on, you know.
I started looking into Lake Vostok before I started this program, 5-6 years ago, and... the Russians were there, and they were getting samples from a lake that had been frozen for millions of years. So I knew there was something interesting there. And then when I read Bird's diary, that was like, wow. You know, 70-something degrees. He saw mammoth, lush, green mountains. That's why they won't let you go down there. That's why you can't fly over it or anything like that.
Yeah, because the central sun, it throws light out through the hole.
Yeah, out that big aperture, and it warms
what do you
everything
think,
up.
What do you think the aurora borealis is on both poles?
Oh, absolutely. I'm with you.
That's the light.
They can't explain it. They make up stuff to explain it, but they're not telling us the truth.
They